From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 35 people died between now and Thursday in an 8.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the southern part of Mexico Thursday evening. It was Mexico's strongest quake in more than 100 years, and authorities say the quake struck off Mexico's coast about 100 kilometers from the town of Tonala. President Nieto said on Friday that the earthquake toppled houses in the Chiapas state and that the earthquake was bigger than the 1985 quake that killed thousands of people. The earthquake was felt as far away as the capital of Mexico City and in Guatemala. Florida Governor Rick Scott assured residents that the government was doing everything possible to keep them safe. Scott updated the public with the latest information on Hurricane Irma as it was approaching the Florida Peninsula.
Right now, the National Hurricane Center is reporting that Hurricane Irma remains a dangerous and life-threatening Category 4 storm with winds of 150 miles per hour.
That's a speed equal to 241 kph. Florida's Emergency Management Division says nearly 6,000 people are already huddling in shelters ahead of the storm. Irma has killed at least 20 people in the Caribbean thus far. Victims of Colombia's long-running conflict are filling up a park on the edge of the Amazon for a meeting of reconciliation with Pope Francis, welcoming his message of the need to forgive to move on. Relatives of a nurse who disappeared in 2004 arrived Friday with photos of the woman, Marina Cristina Cobo Mahecha, draped around their necks. They carried a banner accusing the army, police, and paramilitary groups of killing her. The woman's mother says that despite the pain, she has forgiven the assailants with the help of a priest. This is VOA News. UN agencies report about 270,000 Muslim Rohingya have fled violence and persecution in mainly Buddhist Myanmar over the past 2 weeks in search of refuge in neighboring Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein reports.
Aid agencies are scaling up their emergency relief for Muslim Rohingya in Bangladesh to meet the needs of the burgeoning refugee population. They say limited shelter capacity has been exhausted. UN refugee spokeswoman Dunia Aslam Khan says refugee camps are overloaded and unable to accommodate any more people.
The two refugee camps in Bangladesh that were previously home to 34,000 Rohingya refugees before this new influx are now bursting at seams. The population has more than doubled in 2 weeks.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it is releasing $7 million from the UN Central Emergency Response Fund to help the thousands of destitute people who continue to flood into Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syria has pushed back against the UN, saying the report accusing its air force of using sarin gas to attack civilians is politically motivated and baseless. Andrew Palcheski has the story.
The Syrian government said via official statement it possesses no chemical weapons and considers using them a moral crime that can only be condemned. The UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria says it has reasonable grounds to believe the Syrian government is responsible for the April attack in the rebel-held town of Khan Sheikhoun, which killed at least 83 civilians. The commission based its report on information collected from satellite images, video, photos, medical records, and over 300 interviews. The government questioned the findings and rejected the commission's report. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has ruled out a resumption of peace talks with communist rebels if they do not stop guerrilla attacks. An angry Duterte in May ordered the scrapping of formal peace talks with the Communist Party of the Philippines after the military said fighters from its military wing, the New People's Army, stepped up offensives in the countryside. In nearly 5 decades of conflict, more than 40,000 people have been killed. A man who provided housing to a suspected ringleader of the November 2015 Paris attacks that killed 130 people has been ordered to stand trial. A judicial official said Friday that 6 judges ordered Jawad Bendad, known in the French press as the Lodger, and another man to be tried allegedly for taking in the terrorists. If convicted, the two men face at least 10 years in prison. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, be sure to point your web browser to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.